From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Several areas in Baghdad were hit this morning by a series of mortar shells and bomb attacks in quick succession. Targeted were high-profile officials in central Baghdad. At least 95 people were killed, more than 500 wounded. One explosion was close enough to Iraq's parliament in the heavily guarded Green Zone government and diplomatic complex to shatter some windows. The blast was near Iraq's foreign ministry just outside the Green Zone. There was a gun battle in the center of Kabul today after heavily armed militants stormed a local bank. The attack comes one day before Afghans are due to vote in a presidential election. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Kabul.
This was the third major attack here in Kabul in less than a week, and many Afghans say it's shaken their nerve about getting out to vote in the presidential election tomorrow. Election officials say they're confident there will be enough security on voting day. However, they're still trying to get election material into some of the more volatile areas of the country and are trying today to move ballots and the like in by helicopter. The Interior Ministry says at least one-third of Afghanistan is still at high risk of attack by the Taliban. In an effort to encourage people to vote, the government issued decrees banning all media coverage of violence on Election Day, saying it did not want Afghans to be frightened away from voting. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Nine sailors are still missing after a Taiwanese oil tanker collided with another ship and burst into flames in a busy shipping lane between Indonesia and Malaysia. Chad Bouchard has a report from Jakarta.
Malaysian police say the two ships collided late Tuesday night as the vessels were heading southeast to Singapore through the Malacca Strait. A Greek-operated bulk carrier slammed into the side of the tanker, which was carrying crude oil and other petroleum products. Police said the Taiwanese ship listed onto its left side and was in danger of sinking. Flames spread and marine firefighters battled the blaze overnight but were not able to bring it under control by morning. The ship struck off the coast of Port Dickson in Malaysia, south of the capital of Kuala Lumpur. At least 16 crew members were rescued. Tens of thousands of ships sail through the narrow strait each year, mostly crude oil carriers, but collisions are rare. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
Hurricane Bill has become a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of near 135 miles an hour. At last report, Bill was centered about 460 miles east of the Leeward Islands and moving west-northwest near 16 miles an hour. Pessimism about the global economy is having its effect on the stock market. Stocks on Wall Street are falling in early trading, following the lead of overseas markets. The Shanghai stock market dropped 5%. Japan's Nikkei average closed down nearly 81 points. Some markets in Europe have recovered earlier losses, but are still lower. On Wall Street, the Dow is down by 23 points to 91.95. The Nasdaq is down 8 points to 19.48. This is NPR News. General Motors is boosting the production of small cars at factories in Ohio and Michigan. Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy reports.
GM is adding shifts and overtime to many of its production facilities in North America, including Lordstown, Ohio, where it makes the Chevrolet Cobalt, and at the Cambi plant in Ontario, where it makes the Equinox and GMC Terrain. Auto industry analyst Eric Merkel says the Cash for Clunkers program sent many buyers to dealerships.
We're seeing inventory levels that we haven't seen since 1983. These automakers, they have to respond to the increase in demand that is coming from the Cash for Clunkers program.
Other automakers, including Ford, Honda, Toyota, Hyundai, and Chrysler, have also announced production increases due to the Clunkers program. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Michigan.
A couple of House Democrats are going after detailed financial records from dozens of large insurance companies. The move is part of an investigation into executive compensation and other business practices in an industry which is opposed to President Obama's plan to overhaul health care. The request includes documents relating to the company's premium income and claims payments and information on expenses concerning any event held outside company facilities in the past 2.5 years. One of the congressmen making the request is California Representative Henry Waxman, who guided a portion of health care legislation through his committee last month. The other is Representative Bart Stupak. A Stupak spokesman says that 52 letters have been sent to the nation's largest health insurers. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.